So welcome back to Phoenix FM and Phoenix Sport. Myself, Chris Hood, and Scott W, keeping you up to date with all that's going on in the world of sport and playing some great music as well. And we try and have as many great interviews as possible on the show. And I'm glad to be joined in the studio by Ian Finch and his son, Oscar. Ian is a co-founder, along with all his family, of a very worthwhile community organisation, Boots to Africa. So I'm going to start by saying, Ian, what, in a nutshell, what is Boots to Africa?
Okay, it's good afternoon to you and your listeners. Boots to Africa is a project that we've started as a pilot with the intention by 2030 of getting 1 million pairs of used and donated football boots to Africa. Okay, it starts in my garage about 6 months ago. You're having a tidy out on a Sunday morning, and all of a sudden you find that your two boys in 10 years have amassed 38 pairs of football boots between them. And you think, my goodness, I just can't take these to the tip. I've got to do something with them. And you think, who really needs these football boots? We've got 40,000 children in school up in northeast Essex where we live. Okay, they've all got a pair of boots. Children in Africa, they don't. You see pictures all over the internet, little boys and girls playing football, sports and games. They're running around barefoot. Then you do some more research and discover that there's 10,000 plus children dying a year, every year in Africa, through snake bites and infections of the foot. And all of a sudden you think, hang on, supply, demand, I can fix that. And so Boots to Africa was born. We've set it up as a little community project so far. We've got 250 pairs of boots already collected, and we're going to take the first 500 with us when we go to Kenya with Colchester United and African Adventures next April.
So when did you first see it? I think you just saw a picture on LinkedIn just with all these kids not having any shoes. It seems absolutely mad to be in 2016 and there's kids out there without any shoes, but...
It is, you know, the one of the great challenges of resourcing for families in Africa. What comes first, food or shoes? Yeah, we're fortunate that we have both. And, you know, I just think it's something that's, you've got to do something. You know, it's out there. It's ready to be set up. Let's go and do it.
I mean, because one of the shocking things is the makeshift shoes as well. I've seen someone using just plastic bottles with a bit of string on it is just their shoes that they're walking around in.
That is an industry in its own right. We're not looking to change that. But what we are looking to do is for those families who don't have any access to those, because, you know, that's an economic issue, we can hopefully supply those. And let's not forget as well, football being the global game, no African country has ever won the Football World Cup. In fact, I don't think anybody's ever got past the quarter final. So with the 10,000 hour rule in mind, actually, if you go for the guys, the boots and the balls, and hopefully some of our sponsoring football clubs locally will find us some balls that we can take over with us, then actually you're complementing that 10,000 hour rule and helping them achieve what they really want to.
It's a family venture, as you say. I mean, it's some commitment to get the whole family involved. So, Oscar, you are all involved in this.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of children every Sunday and Saturday playing football, playing rugby. A lot of them get new boots every season. So what do you do with the boots at the end of the season? Give them to us. We'll take them off over to Africa. And, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
There you go. And so you need the boots, first of all, and you've been collecting at Colchester United game. It's boots to give to children, boots to sell as well, and boots to raffle if we're talking top end boots of pros, aren't we?
We've had all sorts in the bag. Somebody last week at the Blackpool game donated a pair of incredibly expensive boots, you know, a pair of Nike sock boots, brand new. Well, they certainly look new to me. Incredibly generous. Not all of the boots will be suitable for use in African towns and villages. Initially, we're going to Kenya, rural Kenya. So studded boots, not necessarily that useful, but, you know, we'll see how the pilot project goes. To us, boots are capital to be explored. We'll take anything when we go next April, see how it goes through the pilot stage, and then come back, learn our lessons, and then move into phase two, which is hopefully rolling out through schools and football clubs in the county with twice yearly collections after Christmas. What do little boys and girls get for Christmas?
Exactly.
A new pair
exactly.
of boots. What happens to the old pair? Thank you very much. Boots to Africa. And at the end of the football season as well. Yeah, there's an opportunity there for twice yearly collections, and 2 months later, once they've been cleaned and collected, we take them to Africa to our distribution partners over there, which we'll very carefully and sensitively negotiate with to make sure they end up in the right places in the towns and communities where they need them most.
Now, obviously, one of the other big problems for an organisation such as yourself is to have the money, and I believe you're a community interest company, so you're not for profit, so everything goes right back into the charity, in the community interest company.
Yep.
Sorry, but you need that money to keep the organisation going, and that's another part. You've got the boots part, and the boots part. It's the raising money as well to actually get out to Africa.
Yeah, so at the moment, absolutely right. At the moment, it's self-funded. We're putting effort into trying to get it going and get it recognised. Opportunities such as this are very welcome indeed to reach out to not only the community at large, but also to the business community. We're attending as many networking events and bits and pieces as we can just to spread the message about Boots to Africa. We're looking for sponsoring partners, whether they have links to Africa or not, to come on board and help us. There's a regional community CSR kind of line here as well. You know, it's not just it can't just be the Finch family. You know, we have to have some sponsorship, and they get branding opportunity, we get the boots to Africa.
And the target you guys are looking for then is 10 grand. So what's the 10 grand earmarked for?
Okay, the first part of that is to actually get us into Africa next year with the first 500 pairs of boots with the African Adventures Aid Program that we will be visiting with. The other £4,000 will be used to go to their donating partners in the African Adventures community in Kenya and Ghana. We've also got other fundraising adventures going on at the moment. In fact, we've just signed up for a firewalk in Wivenhoe with one of our regional charity partners that we've already linked up with. That's going to take place in November. Anybody fancy a firewalk in the studio, gentlemen?
Well, why not?
Yeah.
I walk a fine line between fire and every week, so I might as well actually physically walk on coals.
But there's other opportunities as well. We're looking at a pro celebrity football match as well to try and generate some funds. It's really the greater business community that we need to reach out to, and I'm making connections through professional football clubs and other networking lines as well.
And plenty of already fundraising ventures you've had a go at. Just give us some flavour of some of the things you've tried already.
Well, we did go up to Yorkshire to go and try out the Three Peaks. Unfortunately, the weather got the better of us, and we only managed to complete one. But it's definitely not the last that you'll hear of Boots to Africa in the Yorkshire Three Peaks, and then hopefully the National as well later this year.
Okay, and as you say, plenty of other fundraising opportunities, and as you say, ambitious target by 2030, which is the million boots.
Okay, only 1 million pairs of boots. Now think about this in regional terms. Okay. There's 6,000 boys and girls every weekend playing football just in Colchester, Braintree and Tendring districts. 6,000, okay? Spread that out to the rest of the county and how many boys and girls there are in school in Essex. That's about 200,000, just short, okay? Suffolk, Norfolk, Cambridgeshire, yeah? If you can spread that out into the East Midlands, actually you could quite reasonably expect to collect 80,000 pairs of boots a year. Yeah, multiply that by 13, you get around about 1 million. Yeah, It can happen. We need community support. We need support of local radio to give us the publicity. We need the support of business to actually help us get the boots into Africa. And you can find out all about Boots to Africa on our social media channels.
Well, that's what I was just going to go on to. How do people find out more and how do people get involved with Boots to Africa?
They can get in touch with us on Facebook. We've got a page there, Boots to Africa, the number two, Boots to Africa. We're on Twitter. We do have a Just Giving page set up if anybody wishes to privately donate. And we've got an email address as well, info@boots2africa.co.uk. We'd be very grateful for any support, any contact. And of course, the one thing we really need, hardware. Donated boots from boys and girls.
Well, guys, thank you very much for joining us today and telling us all about Boots to Africa. And I hope we're hearing from you again soon, that we're nearer and nearer to that target as we go on. So do come back to us with more of your fundraising adventures, I will put it as. So thank you very much for joining us in the studio today, guys.
We'll be delighted. Thank you.